Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning. Today we're featuring a singer who's been described as like Bjork singing backwards, and the wonderful Lauren Kinsella, who's currently making waves as an up-and-coming jazz and art-pop vocalist. We're also featuring a seminal jazz album, one of the most famous of all time, John Coltrane's A Love Supreme. I've been wanting to feature this album in our landmark release series of classic jazz albums for some time, following the very sad death of jazz record engineer Rudy Van Gelder, who passed away 10 days ago and who worked on this album as well as many, many others, now seemed the perfect time. We're also featuring tunes by Julian Large, Kenny Werner, Edward Simon, Gilad Hexelman in a packed programme. I'm really looking forward to it. Let's begin then with Lauren Kinsella. She's a London-based Irish musician, and we'll be hearing songs from her most recent album, released January 2016, with her band Snow Poet. First though, here's something different from a band that she's sung for called Thought Fox. It's an award-winning quintet and takes its name from a Ted Hughes poem written in his 1957 collection Hawk in the Rain. The band is led by vocalist Lauren Kinsella. She's won the 2013 Kenny Wheeler Jazz Prize, and this song we're going to hear is from their critically acclaimed debut album My Guess, released on Diatribe Records in 2012. It's called Arrival, Departure.
Thank you. confused. What are these strange lights? What is this strange place? From where I came, as dark as night, revolving womb, a deep red. What are these strange lights? What is this strange place? A about to greet me. What are these strange lights? What is this strange place? Before the seeds, I stand alone, involved in unknown. What are these strange lights? What is this strange place?
That's a lovely song, and you heard Lauren Kinsella voice, Combe O'Hara trombone, Tom Gibbs piano, Mick Cody double bass, and the composer of that song, Simon Ruth. Kinsella said it's often a favourite with audience at gigs. She said sometimes a listener just wants a beautiful song with the words and music that they can attach a meaning to. It's a great gift to be able to give this to people. And Kinsella said she loves singing the song. It's very introspective and has its own imagery running throughout the text. She said, when singing these words, they carry their own meaning for me. Sometimes I find it overwhelming when you think that each audience member will perceive your music differently, and it will conjure up thoughts, feelings, and imagery completely unique to that person. That's immense, she said, and potentially very powerful. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Today we're featuring two seminal figures in the history of jazz working together on one seminal album. It's called A Love Supreme, and it's by tenor magician John Coltrane and engineer extraordinaire Rudy Van Gelder, who sadly passed away 10 days ago. A Love Supreme is often thought to be John Coltrane's ultimate spiritual statement. It's one of the most influential jazz albums of all time, and it's essentially about Coltrane's faith. The introduction at the beginning on the bass is a four-note theme meant to scan with the words A Love Supreme. Coltrane didn't commit to a single religion. It's more of a universal statement of love. He had a tough life. He was a black man growing up in the south of America. Born September 23rd, 1926 in Hamlet, North Carolina, and known for his extraordinarily powerful and spiritually charged, uncompromising saxophone, Sheets of Sound. He had a strong political conscience, and he once wrote a ballad for four black girls blown up in their church by the Ku Klux Klan. That was called Alabama, 1963. A Love Supreme was recorded over 2 days in December 1964. It has four parts: Acknowledgement, Resolution, Pursuance, and Psalm. And it comprises just over 30 minutes of the most intense music ever written, which epitomises Coltrane's contribution to jazz and music more broadly. Let's have a listen to the first part, Acknowledgement, which is the awakening to a spiritual life from the darkness of the world. That was part one to A Love Supreme called Acknowledgement, and it's from John Coltrane's album on Impulse Records, 1965, with John Coltrane tenor saxophone, McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, and Elvin Jones drums. And the album was engineered by the amazing Rudy Van Gelder. And Coltrane said his music is the spiritual expression of what he is, his faith, his knowledge, and his being. Well, we'll hear more from this album today on In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 92.2 FM. Very glad to have your company. Let's move now to Gilad Hexelman, an Israeli-born jazz guitarist and a rather different style to John Coltrane. Nextpop.com reviewer said there may not be any stronger melodies in jazz today than the lines flowing out of Gilad Hexelman's guitar. He's featured on a number of contemporary artists, including Esperanza Spalding's Radio Music Society. And we're going to listen to a tune from the fourth album with his core trio. The first one was Words Unspoken, 2008, then Hearts Wide Open, 2011, this just in 2013, and then Homes, 2015, which is the album we're going to listen to now, and a tune called Verona. Thank you. That was Gilad Hexelman guitar, Joe Martin bass, Marcus Gilmore drums, and a tune called Verona from their album Homes in 2015. Still to come this hour on In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, more from our featured album A Love Supreme, more from wonderful singer Lauren Kinsella, as well as an adaptation of Simon and Garfunkel's classic The Sound of Silence by pianist Kenny Werner. First though, in addition to jazz record engineer Rudy Gelder, who passed away 10 days ago, jazz has also sadly lost a fantastic artist in Toots Thielemann, who died on August the 22nd. He was born in 1922 in Brussels and took up the harmonica in the Second World War, and his big break was when he joined the Benny Goodman Band on a European tour in 1950. He then moved to America, where he played regularly with the likes of Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald and Charlie Parker. The record producer and celebrated musician Quincy Jones said, "I can say without hesitation that Toots is one of the greatest musicians of our time." In tribute, let's hear him together with the extraordinary Brazilian singer who sadly herself passed away at the age of 36 in 1982. She's frequently regarded as the best female Brazilian singer of all time. And this is a lovely duet, Toots Thielemann and Elis Regina, Wave.
Vou te contar. Os olhos já não podem ver coisas que só o coração pode entender. Fundamental é mesmo o amor. É impossível ser feliz sozinho. O resto é mar. Tudo que eu não sei contar são coisas lindas que eu tenho pra te dar. Vem de mansinho, vez e me diz, é impossível ser feliz sozinho. Agora já sei da onda que seguiu no e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender, a noite vem nos era cidade, a segunda o cais, a eternidade. Agora já sei da onda que seguiu no mar e das estrelas que esquecemos de contar. O amor se deixa surpreender e a noite vem no
That's a perfect jewel of a song, isn't it? It was Toots Thielemann and Elis Regina and the tune Wave from their 1969 album Aquarela do Brasil, which is often called just Brazil in this country, but translates literally as Watercolour of Brazil. And that was in commemoration and celebration of Toots Thielemann's wonderful life as a jazz harmonica player. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Moving from Brazil to Venezuela, Edward Simon is a pianist and composer from that country. He made his first recording as a leader in 1994. It was called Beauty Within on the AudioQuest label, and that gave birth to the Edward Simon Trio. It's become established as a voice with 5 records and recent performances at the Village Vanguard, Jazz Bakery and Casa del Jazz. In an artist statement, Edward Simon said, in his compositions, he endeavours to develop a sound that strikes a balance between the structural clarity of classical music and moment-to-moment interaction of jazz. He said he revels in hybrids resulting from combining ethnic rhythms, jazz harmony and improvisations. The music of Latin America with its infectious rhythms, poetry and passion is one of his greatest resources. It offers an ocean of possibilities, both rhythmically and melodically. Aesthetically, he said, he's concerned with simplicity and economy. He strives to get to the essence of the message he wishes to communicate by making every note count, just as every word counts in a good story. He said he thinks of music as a living being, something that's under constant transformation. This tune is called Simplicity. Thank you. That was the Edward Simon Trio and a lovely tune called Simplicity from their 2005 album Simplicitas on Crisscross Records. And you heard Ed Simon piano, Avishai Cohen bass and Adam Cruz drums. Today on In the Moment we're featuring the seminal jazz album by the John Coltrane Quartet and engineered by Rudy Van Gelder. The John Coltrane Quartet created some of the most innovative and progressive music in jazz history, including hit albums such as My Favourite Things, Africa Brass, Impressions, Giant Steps, and the monumental A Love Supreme. Coltrane said that all must make a conscious effort to effect positive change in the world, and he believed that his music was an instrument to create positive thought patterns in the minds of people. In 2007, the Pulitzer Prize Board awarded a posthumous special citation to Coltrane for his lifetime of innovative work, and they mentioned his masterful improvisation, supreme musicianship, and iconic centrality to the history of jazz. They said that the surface of his music is dynamic and palpable, the underlying structure is fused with spirituality and provocative political content. Coltrane's home in Dix Hills, Long Island, and his exposure to Ahmadiyya Islam have both been cited as sources of influence. We're to hear the second part of A Love Supreme with McCoy Tyner piano, Jimmy Garrison bass, Elvin Jones drums, and John Coltrane tenor saxophone. And this is called A Love Supreme Part 2, Resolution. Thank you. The extraordinary sounds there of A Love Supreme Part 2 Resolution. You heard John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, McCoy, Tyner, piano, Jimmy Garrison, bass, Elvin Jones, drums. It was released on Impulse Records in 1965 and engineered by Rudy Van Gelder. Today on In the Moment, we're also featuring songs by London-based Irish singer and composer Lauren Kinsella. Her current band, Snow Poet, were born out of musical friendship and understanding. They're London-based, and Snow Poet combines melody and poetry in an improvisational effort inspired by artists such as Bjork, Joni Mitchell, Tom Waits, as well as poets such as Sylvia Plath, W.B. Yeats and Philip Larkin. Kinsella said when she first started really listening to female singers like Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez, she fell in love with their ability to carry songs that really meant something. Snow Poet released their debut self-titled album earlier this year. It's on Two Rivers Records, and this song is called Mermaid.
Questions. They
That was Mermaid from Lauren Kinsella's band Snow Poet, and a tune from their recent release on Two Rivers Records, also called Snow Poet. You heard Chris Heisen, electric bass, Matthew Robinson, piano, Nicholas Costley-White, guitars, and Josh Arcaleo, backing vocals and synths, with Dave Hamlet, drums. Well, that's almost it for this hour on In The Moment. Do stay listening. We've more from Lauren Kinsella, more from our featured album, John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, plus tunes from Adam Rogers, Julian Large, and much, much more. To finish this out, earlier today we heard from Toots Thielmans, who sadly passed away recently. Thielmans sometimes worked with a trio rhythm section of pianist Kenny Werner, bass player Hein van der Geen, and drummer Hans von Oosthout. This trio rhythm section don't work together that often, so let's hear them when they did in a tune from an album called Collaboration. Collaboration is mostly free improvisations, and this tune is called The Sound of Silence. Thank you.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Que vamos a cumbanchar, por eso cuando es...